new, live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning for Wednesday, March the 22nd. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County today. Silver alert still active in Eaton. No changes there from the statewide alert or from local authorities. We'll tell you what we know later this hour. We will talk to a congresswoman later this hour. 8:40 this morning is the connection time for Victoria Spartz, who will talk to us about a number of issues and items that we'd like to know about, including a town hall appearance that's coming this Saturday to Muncie. The congresswoman will be at Muncie City Hall at 11 a.m. All are welcome. People are also talking about the weather around here. We might get some thunderstorms, believe it or not. Anytime after 5 o'clock today, the 22nd of March, through the overnight, and maybe parts of tomorrow as well. People are also talking about this, and our guests booked on our live lines come via suggestion from good friend Lethay Pegues. And we are going to talk right now to mom and son, I believe, is the connection here. Garnisha Mason is a guest, and Justin Gillespie. Garnisha, let's start with you. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
And is Justin also there with us?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We want you to do better. That's why we are glad to help with this fundraiser that'll happen on, I think it's on Saturday at Tunney Winery. Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay. Justin, do you mind starting with the story of you? What is the affliction, and kind of when did it happen? I was under the impression this happened while you were really just getting ready to go to prom or something in the first place.
Yes, the day before my senior prom, I went to the hospital and was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome. And told that my kidneys were 75% failed.
And you need a transplant, right?
Yes, immediately.
Now, I also understand, and this is also notes from Lethay Pegues, that you worked really hard to make sure that you could walk the stage at graduation time. Tell us how that went.
Yes, my legs were still very swollen and filled with fluid. So it was a thought or a wonder if I would even be able to walk the stage. And I did a lot to make sure that I graduated. And I missed prom, so I had to make sure that I definitely walked the stage.
And I bet your family is so incredibly proud of your strength working through all of this so far, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Garnisha, may I call you mom, or is that inappropriate?
Absolutely not. I am mom.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're not my mom, so but let me just address you as mom. What does it feel like to see that strength in Justin, and also I can only understand and believe that your heart is obviously in a tough place with what you need to go through and all the uncertainty and everything.
Absolutely. It gets a little overwhelming sometimes.
Okay. That's okay. Please tell us.
I can start from the beginning. It was very motivational to myself and helping me just to watch Justin's strength throughout the entire process. Even now, he's currently on dialysis 3 days a week for 4-hour treatments. And just the feedback that I get from the workers and the different doctors and things like that on how strong he is, and he's definitely a trooper. So with that being said, he's the one, and it was always a joke in reference to mom, woman up, because obviously I'd get a little emotional and he'd be sitting there looking at me like, you don't have to cry. So that's one thing, and not only for myself, but family and friends as well. Just watching how strong he is and things like that has definitely helped us deal with the situation,
wow.
His illness.
It's amazing how sometimes out of strife comes strength. And
absolutely.
This sounds like that's one of these examples. We're on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell, interviewing Mom, who some call Nisha, and Justin also. Can one or both of you tell us about what is COTA? Is it CODA? Am I saying that acronym properly?
That is correct. And CODA is the Children's Organ Transplant Association. And we actually partnered with them while going through Justin's illness. And what they have done is provided us different goals or provided us a goal to reach, and having different fundraisers to reach the goal, which was set for which is set for $40,000. They started a website and different things like that for people to go to donate or just to read the story. It's a little more detailed in reference to what Justin went through with the breakdown. But there's, again, that's a way for people to donate or read Justin's story.
All right.
But they've definitely helped out.
Justin, could you tell our listeners where that website is and how they can learn more about you and what you need to do here?
Yes, the website is coda.org/campaign/CODA for Justin Strong.
Okay. And Justin Strong is what I see on some T-shirts and on the flyer that I've got here. And the event that you're going to have, your next fundraiser, is March 25. Who wants to tell me about the where and when and what's going to happen there?
Well, what we've decided to come up with, especially with it being Kidney Awareness Month, we had to do something not only in honor of Justin, but others that are battling the fight as well. We came up with something called a community kickback. And the younger generations, we call it a get-together. They call it a kickback. So what that is a friends, family, and community reunion. Everybody come together. We have different kind of games, prizes, donation boxes, as well as kidney awareness and Just Strong merchandise. And that'll be, like you said, at Tawny's Winery from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. this Saturday, March 25th. And if anyone is available, we'd love to have you come out and support, just to show Justin some love and give him some flowers for everything that he's been through.
Hey, one thing you mentioned, the time, you said 7 to 10 p.m. I've got on my notes 6 to 10 p.m. I want to make sure I promote this right. Is 7 the proper start time?
7 is the proper start time.
Okay, very good. And if folks, listeners, if you don't know where Tunney Winery is, just Google it on your phone. It's just outside of the city limits of Muncie, far enough that you're not on the main drag. We've done radio events there. It's a great venue. And the people at Tunney Winery are just wonderful. I'm so glad that they're helping out with this fundraiser. March 25, 7 to 10 p.m. at Tunney Winery for Justin Gillespie, a community kickback. And, Mom, thank you for explaining community kickback, because I also was of the same thing there. Get-together was more what was in my head, too, so thanks for clarifying.
Absolutely.
Justin, anything else that you'd like to say to the community today before we wrap up?
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for the support that I've been getting. I've been getting multiple texts and calls and people coming to my house and things like that. It really helps the process go along, and just you feel appreciated.
Excellent. One last reminder of that website, would you, so our listeners can go visit that?
coda.org/campaigns/CODA for Justin Strong.
Excellent. And Emily, my producer, will have that included in the notes for the podcast of this interview later today, folks, on our website. So you can click that if it's too much to write down when you're driving or listening right now. Justin, great to meet you. Best of luck to you. Mom, thank you letting me call you Mom, too, Garnisha.
Absolutely.
And keep us looped in. And any other fundraisers or news that comes up, we'd like to share that. And hopefully some incredibly good news sooner rather than later for the family there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Great talking to some great people there. That's just, I hope everything works out awesome for that. I hope I hope they have to keep you standing outside at Tunney Winery this Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. for that fundraiser, folks. And if you can't visit the fundraiser, again, that website is a great way to help in any way, shape, or fashion as well. Coming back with more through the hour, including our morning news summary in a moment, as we are underway now with Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
Do you, right now, at this very moment, need a 60-pound gas-powered jackhammer capable of mashing to dust concrete or any other form of solid earth unfortunate enough to get in its way? Probably no. You're like, I'm in my car with my kid, man. Settle down. Point is, you don't need it now, but who knows what the future holds? So why invest when you can rent from the best? A Rental Service Company has the tool for any project. See their wide selection of inventory now at arentalservice.com and be prepared for all the projects the future holds with A Rental Service Company.
March is a big month at Plan Z. It's the month when people who quit the first diet they started in January decide not to quit on their weight loss goals. It's also the time we run our customer appreciation sale. This year, we're going to pull out all the stops by offering a totally new pricing program for Plan Z. Become a member for just $19 a month. Then buy your dieting supplies as you need them. The ZR50 Crave Control Spray will be discounted too. This stuff is magic. Of course, this is a very limited time offer, so hop on it. Plan Z is still backed up with 2 guarantees. One of them is a skeptic's guarantee that allows you to try Plan Z and convince yourself that this is the right diet for you. If you have ever thought about doing Plan Z but backed off because it didn't fit the budget, take the time now to visit PlanZDiet.com and get the new details on this amazing offer. We are still the safest, most effective, best-tasting diet on the planet. You'll eat real food, you won't have to exercise, and you'll see results fast. PlanZDiet.com.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, station voice on WMUN. It's 8:18 on the 22nd of March. The weather looks squishy. And, well, we'll have some better temperatures, too. Today we get to 55. The rain chances get better later this afternoon. After 5 or 6 p.m., you could hear some cracks of thunder. That could happen into the overnight. The temp will actually go up while you're sleeping. And then Thursday, the warmest day in a while, will hit 63. There's a 100% likelihood of showers and possible thunderstorms on Thursday. And then a near 100% chance into Thursday night. Some more showers Friday, the high only 48 that day, which is actually not too horrible for this time of year. And then the weekend, we're guessing at this point, 56 for highs both Saturday, Sunday. But again, I've told you this before, folks. If you don't like the weather in Indiana, just wait a minute. Emily is my producer, shaking her head at me through the Axia Command Center glass, saying, oh, Steve, you're saying that weather line again. Let's get our morning news summary on now on the new WMUN. To some, TikTok is just an app on your phone, but Senator Todd Young told me recently there's a lot more to it.
For those parents out there, please don't perceive that, you know, your senator wants you to feel guilty about your kids using TikTok. I've got 4 kids, and each of them or on TikTok. So I admit that. It's kind of their way of entertainment and communication. My kids get news from it, but know that the Chinese Communist Party is able to access that data. There's really not a bright line between private companies in China and the data that they warehouse on one hand and the government on the other.
National Conversation continues about that story. WalletHub, a personal finance website, recently ranked Indiana as one of the top states for practicing medicine. The report says Indiana's 10th overall, 5th for opportunity and completion, and 4th for the highest average annual wage for physicians, adjusted to cost of living. A man accused of robbery was arrested by Indy Metro Police. Harrison Silcox takes it from there.
That man is Trelandis Moore, and IMPD detectives believe the 21-year-old was using Facebook Marketplace to pull off the crimes. He was arrested March 16th, 2 days after police responded to a robbery and identified him as the suspect. Detectives believe he's been involved in these robbery cases dating back to September of last year. He had a gun with him when the cops arrested him, and police are still investigating. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Ball State University's College of Architecture and Planning is hosting free public tours of an affordable, net-zero energy, eco-friendly duplex family home in Indianapolis, designed by a team of students and faculty. Referred to as Alley House, eventually be the home for two families. Public tours highlighting the sustainability and renewable energy aspects of Alley House will be given April 4 to 18, except Easter Sunday. A few days set aside for private tours, too.
I'm Peter Killeen. 9 years home detention for a Muncie man who pleaded guilty to robbery and possession of meth. Police say Joshua Lee Ireland's robbery conviction, stemming from a 2018 armed home invasion on Muncie's south side that saw the south three victims, two men and a woman, held at gunpoint and robbed of property. New equipment purchased by the Anderson Fire Department will provide immediate medical attention to people suffering cardiac arrest. The Herald Bulletin reports the Anderson Fire Department received a $127,000 grant, the money to be used to purchase 10 LifePak 15 defibrillator/monitors. An evening of 7 short works from the likes of Mozart, Beethoven, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more. The East Central Indiana Chamber Orchestra is scheduled to perform at Northside Middle School on Saturday, March 25th, 7 p.m., according to MuncieJournal.com. It's free and open to all.
Murder and robbery are just some of the charges that a man from Gary is planning to plead guilty to.
Federal prosecutors say Antoine Gates carried out hits on two people in 2010 and 2012 as part of the Sin City Disciples. He is also accused of killing two others during a pair of robberies in 2010. Gates originally pleaded not guilty to the charges, but it said Gates will be going before a judge soon to change his plea to guilty. He faced life in prison if convicted by a jury. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Now, all about Ed.
Fox rocks.
I'm Ann Eliopoulos. 2 days before his 6th album drops, a Grammy-winning pop star will be the subject of a 4-part docuseries dropping on Disney+. Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All, will look at how an unlikely child with a stutter rose to fame, but also will delve deep into his private life.
You guys said, do you want to make a documentary? And I went, yeah, and it should be me in the studio, and we'll play the gig. That's not what the documentary is.
Sheeran's latest single drops Friday. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
We heard an Easter egg hunt for kids this Saturday is happening in Anderson at Beaumont Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, 1345 North Madison Avenue. It runs 10 a.m. to noon. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch told me yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show she thinks property taxes need to be dealt with at the State House.
While the General Assembly can't do anything to affect the May tax bills, there are conversations about the steps that they can do to help people for the November payment.
Several years ago, when she was a county auditor.
And I remember waiting on an elderly gentleman who was at the counter, and he was crying because he didn't have enough money to pay his tax bill and to pay for his wife's prescriptions.
Hear the entire conversation on WMUNMuncie.com right now. The legal team for accused child porn suspect Keegan Klein has requested a change of plea hearing.
Klein's team filed a motion Monday to drop the pretrial and the jury trial in favor of the change of plea hearing. Keegan Klein originally pled not guilty to 30 child porn charges. That number was dropped to 25 this past November. Klein's pretrial was supposed to begin March 30th with his actual jury trial to follow on May 10th. Keegan Klein's name has also been connected to the 2017 Delphi murders case. Klein's accused of using a fake social media profile called Anthony Schatz to communicate with kids, including Liberty German. Both German and Abigail Williams were killed in February of 2017. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
News note, for the first time in history, AM/FM ratings overtake television among persons 18 to 49 years of age. There's been a change at the top of the kennel list.
Take a pause.
You may have heard the French Bulldog's overtaken the Labrador Retriever as America's most popular dog breed. The Lab was tops for 31 years. So why did we dump the brave, loyal Labrador for a little dog that sounds like...
Adaptable breed. They love being around their owners. They're good in apartments. They're great with families and kids.
Brandy Hunter Munden of the American Kennel Club on why we now love Frenchies. Apparently, Americans are willing to put up with a dog that sounds like in exchange for...
They are not the kind that needs to run for miles and miles. They will sit on the couch and Netflix and chill with you for as long as you like.
Prices for a Labrador puppy start around $500. A French bulldog can go for $10,000 or more. Wacky sounds included. Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And we're told Congresswoman Victoria Spartz will have a town hall in Delaware County this Saturday, 11 a.m. at City Hall Auditorium. Everybody knows why I use that dog story. It's because I love dog sounds, so... I don't agree, by the way, with the status and the stacking of the dogs. We have a lab at our house. Coming next, who's having a birthday today? And wait till you hear the story of a man who had his life savings eaten by rats. And the congresswoman coming up live before the top of the hour. This is the new WMUN.
Hello. This is a message from Congresswoman Victoria Spartz's office. Congresswoman Spartz continues her in-person town halls, with the next one scheduled for Saturday, March 25th at the Muncie City Hall Auditorium, located at 300 North High Street in Muncie. For more information, please call Representative Spartz's office at 317-848-0201. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Tax time, have you looking at your finances? Plan with the help of the professionals at Wealth Strategies in Muncie. Your plan is, well, just that, your plan. A holistic approach to pursue your success, not guided by anything other than making you successful.
Hi, this is Will Isaacs from Wealth Strategies. Visit our website, wealthstrategiesinc.com, for more information.
Securities advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, RIA, member FINRA, SIPC. RIA is separately owned and other entities or marketing names, products, and services referenced here independent of RIA. Wealth Strategies is located at 207 North High Street, Muncie, Indiana. Phone 765-289-3366.
University Avenue Dental and Dr. Greg Pyle are focused on your total health. And now for more experience, they've added East Central Indiana native Dr. Nick Muchaham to strengthen their community and patient-focused approach. At University Avenue Dental, it's always a one-on-one approach with each patient to fully service their needs. The team at University Avenue Dental is proud to be in this community and support local athletics. For more information, visit drgregpyle.com. That's drgregpyle.com on how they can help you.
I really do love our community. Being a Delta and Ball State graduate, my roots run deep. I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. For over 25 years, I've enjoyed serving the needs of my community. I've learned so many things during the years, but one thing will always be true, and that is the simple approach of doing what is right for my clients. I have never and will never forget that my clients are my community. If you need any legal advice, call me at 282-0282, making the right decisions with you.
The Daily WMUN Delaware County Today Radio Show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I'm an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon.
Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a strong trustworthiness in what we're saying. They're speaking truth to power. And for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? Is still this, that, and the other? Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa Command, Play WMUN. Our first addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Inside our building now, Dr. Joe Moshevitz arriving for a meeting later this morning. Go ahead, try to spell his last name. Okay, so before the break, I teased this story. It was an Ethiopian farmer who stashed his life savings of more than $12,000 in a haystack. He lost almost a third of it to rats that gnawed away. They just ate it. The farmer preferred the straw pile for fear of losing his riches in case a fire broke out in the house. I can't see that a hay bale would necessarily be less fire, or rather more fire retardant, or whatever you'd say there. All right, let's get a snapshot on today. Our, 8:31, let's see what's the day shaping up to be.
It's March 22nd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Goof Off Day. Now let's get this right out the way. Do not goof off at work. With that said, our lives are very busy, so perhaps it might not be the worst thing to take a few minutes here or there and have a little fun. If you have a project around the house, perhaps you could put it off till tomorrow. Also on this date, in 1790, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first U.S. Secretary of State under President George Washington. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? The single All Shook Up by Elvis Presley is released in 1957. And in 1988, NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle announces his retirement after 29 years of guiding the league to tremendous success. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, born in 1930, and sportscaster Bob Costas, born in 1952. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
For this 22nd day of March, it's Wednesday, hump day already. Now, more on a recent story of a young girl found alive.
I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute. Found alive, a young girl from Dallas, Texas, enticed by a stranger online, picked up, then kept against her will over 1,000 miles away from home. The girl was discovered locked up in a garden shed in Lexington, North Carolina, and was being held by a 34-year-old man. Investigators were able to quickly find her, identifying a vehicle from video cameras, along with tracking her online communications with the suspect, after her mother shared her daughter's username and passwords, which Davidson County Sheriff Richie Simmons said provided critical clues. Clues in the case.
It's so important, and it gives us the ability to track these phones in our forensic labs.
The FBI says on any given day there are thousands of predators online looking to target children, and say that's why it is so important to talk with your kids about who they're online with. You can get more on this story at foxnews.com and subscribe now to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute.
On the new WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell. And we're moments away from our guest, a congresswoman, who will be in Muncie on Saturday. We'll talk about that with her in just a moment. Let's get to this story, though. Nancy, my beautiful wife, and I loved this actor in John Wick. But gamers know him in a different sort of a way, gone way too soon.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Destiny 2 players around the world pay tribute to Lance Reddick, widely known for his television and movie work, like John Wick and The Wire.
I'm trying to bring every officer I can to bear on making quality felony cases.
But to gamers, he was known as the voice of the stern and uncompromising commander of the last city, Zavala.
This enemy has taken our home, taken our light, and now they threaten our very existence.
Reddick died on Friday of natural causes at the age of 60. Thousands of players took to the in-game landmark where his character resides to salute the avatar and pay respects to the man who had played him in-game for 9 years. It wasn't only a gig for the actor, he was a fan of the game he was in, too. Some Reddit detectives seemed to find his playtime on developer Bungie's website, showing that he had played through the latest downloadable content, Lightfall, the night before his passing. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today. Coming up in moments, we'll connect with a congresswoman live on our show on the new WMUN.
Justin here with Mr. Reuter Plumbing, your locally owned drain and septic system experts.
Now's the time to deal with clogged drains or plumbing issues. We will clear any drain for as little as $89. Have you been told you're needing a large plumbing repair to your drain or septic system? We offer free second opinions, and we have 0% financing specials. That's right, 0% financing. Now is the time to save on your new system. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today at 288-2782 or online at MrReuter.com.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1306, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worry.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
Whether you're a weekend warrior or walking is more your speed, pain shouldn't slow you down. At IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you can get the care you need to stay active. They expertly treat problems with bones, joints, muscles, sports injuries, and more. And they're right here in Muncie. It's the highest level of skill and convenience. That will keep you going. Visit iuhealth.org/MuncieOrtho to learn more.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. The prices on all these highly rated tequilas are amazing. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the best deals in town. Remember that amazing Reposado your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And we see a live Facebook post. City of Muncie is live right now on Facebook. We'll see if they have something to share. We are awaiting our connection with a congresswoman right now. Victoria Spartz is the 5th District Congressional Leader. Yesterday was Farming Day or Farmers Day. I forget the title of it exactly, but she's been on a tour of the 5th District recently to talk to and about the Farm Bill Listening Tour. She will also be in Muncie this coming Saturday for one of those town hall events. We'll get to her in just a moment. We're live on WMUN's Delaware County Today. The status remains active for the Silver Alert for that missing 14-year-old from Eaton. No change to the status. We checked with the Indiana State Police and their information coming statewide with respect to that missing person's situation. We've also talked to the police chief, the deputy chief, and many others, too. Again, we have no change to that status. Here's something here I just was reading during show prep this morning, and I need to make a course correction on this personally. The title of this nugget says, How to Write Memos That Get Noticed. Apparently, if you want the boss to sit up and take notice of the memos and reports that you write, here's a tip. Don't use big words. Stanford University concluded that people who use complicated language when simple words will do tend to be viewed as less intelligent than those who use a more basic and understandable vocabulary. So apparently my memo to our owner, Jay Chapman, yesterday that said, onomatopoeia. I probably shouldn't have. I might have spelled it wrong, too, so that's a problem. I didn't do that. We're on the radio on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Free streams and the Alexa command, play WMUN. We also have podcasts available. It is an instant on-demand world. WMUNMuncie.com is the website. WMUNMuncie.com is the URL for the website. This is podcast-based. My producer, Emily Guffey, will be putting up, as she usually does later this morning, the segments from today's program. And yesterday, by the way, some really compelling content with respect to that missing persons case out of Eaton. We heard from the police chief. We heard from the mom. We heard from the deputy chief as well with some information. It was very relevant and relative to yesterday and the search that technically is ongoing, though they have moved it into more of a, hey, community, be on the watch for now this young man, and please tell us if you see or hear of anything. We want to make sure that that young man is okay wherever he may be, and we're certainly hoping that works out to be a good thing in the end. Again, live radio, we're getting ready in connection with our congresswoman friend, Victoria Spartz. We will have that happening any moment now. A nugget here relative to a passing. This actually happened in our life, Nancy and mine, and in the neighborhood just yesterday. Mike Field passed away. A lot of people knew him. In the neighborhood, and certainly had a lot of friends and comrades in various sorts of ways that he has had from a business and a personal standpoint for years and years. He passed away yesterday just after 2 p.m., and the note here I saw that reminded me of Mike this morning: if a loved one is in pain, go to their hands. Researchers found that holding the hand of someone who's in pain can reduce it. Back to Mike, we will certainly look for the information about services and share that as it becomes available. Now we go live to a congresswoman. 5th District Victoria Spartz is with us right now. I understand you're going to be in our midst, congresswoman, in Muncie this coming Saturday, right?
Yes, good morning. Yes, it's always a pleasure. We're continuing our town hall. I think it's important for us to have a direct conversation with the people as legislators. So I look forward to meeting a lot of people and talking about any. There is no filter. We can talk about anything. You can ask any question, and everyone can come to the town hall.
And I know that you've been touring the six counties in the 5th District recently on your farm bill listening tour. Tell us what kinds of things you're hearing about and why you believe that kind of listening to our farmer friends is super critical.
Well, I think it is extremely important. You know, I'm a farmer myself, but, you know, I do soybeans and wheat, and there are some other farmers that have different concerns. So it's always important for us as legislators to hear from the ground, from the real people with real problems. And I truly believe we do not do enough of it in Washington, D.C. You know, there are a lot of lobbyists and a lot of special interest groups with all the agenda. And most of the time, it's they're not represented with the people. I always say there is no lobby for we the people in D.C. We are the only lobby, and we have to do our job. But to do our job well, we need to go on the ground and meet directly with the people. And that's why it's important. We're going to be reauthorizing our farm bill. I want to make sure to see what things we can do better, what things we're not doing, what things maybe we should consider doing. You know, and I think it's something that is, you know, and then communicate what is really happening so people know what's happening in Washington, D.C. And there are some legitimate concerns farmers raise, you know, with inflation, raising prices for fertilizer, with enormous monopoly powers in every industry, which is really created by government. Government create and control and subsidize monopolies. Farmers are really struggling. And this is a food security issue. We have a lot of infringement on private property rights where our government is actually trying to take control of business and operation through very clever and deceitful ways. And I want to see how it's affected farmers. Farmers are very concerned, but it was important for me. And then I can share this message when we have debates and deliberations in committee.
Congresswoman, I see the farm bill has to be reauthorized every 5 years. That's just how it's set up. Any chance that it doesn't get reauthorized?
Well, I think it's going to be a big debate because, as you know, 80% of farm bill has nothing to do with farmers.
Oh.
There are a lot of entitlement programs, and a lot of these programs do need real reforms. And unfortunately, we don't have a serious conversation how we can help, actually, people to move up in this society, how we can make sure that we provide security nets for a limited amount of people, but also help people to empower them that they do not need this security net. And this is a very tough conversation, but very likely this bill will need to be reauthorized. And if we cannot come to agreement, it's possible that we'll have continuous resolution and reauthorize what the old bill, you know, but I hope we can actually have some good, discussion and reauthorize something better, because there are some things that need to be better in that bill.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell. My guest is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. You were in Muncie on March 14th and didn't tell me? I'm shocked. You were at the farm.
Well,
you were at the farm fest, Congresswoman.
Well, I'll need to make sure that I'll just, you know, pop in, stop by, and, you know,
yeah.
I just like to do it, you know, as a former auditor. That's what I do when I go to our VAs. I just show up for them without telling them when I'm going to shop, so I can look at the operations, so I make sure that you behave yourself. So, you know, I'll start doing things like that.
I see you did visit one of our morning hosts in Anderson. Mitch Hank works for and around us, and I know that he had a wonderful discussion. I read the Twitter post here, and I quote, "To hear my no BS discussion with Mitch Hank about policies and politics." That was pretty straightforward, Congresswoman.
Well, I think we need to be straightforward, and we need to have a real and honest conversation with our people, because people have to be better informed. You know, politicians don't like that. You know, they like to tell a lot of BS talking points and just go on TV and say lies that they're really fighting there, because ultimately, people are not stupid. People are very smart, and they will hold politicians accountable. But, you know, politicians are very clever, and they like to spin things. So I think this gives an opportunity to actually tell the truth, because there are some problems we will have to resolve as a society. And to resolve as a society, to keep our republic strong, we need to have a better informed electorate. And I think that is my job to do it, and we shouldn't be afraid to do it. I know it's difficult, because there are some things that people are not going to like to hear, but I think we need to grow backbone and be able to tell the truth, because I think majority Americans understand that we have problems, and we have a lot of ingenuity, innovation, a lot of smart people on the ground. The best and brightest, I can tell you, they're not sitting in D.C. So when we actually give power to people that have been in D.C. forever and barely come on the ground, they're disengaged. And then a lot of young people that run in the show where they're just college graduates that also have no real-life experiences, we actually let disengage from the real world, the group of people run our country. That's why we have so many bad policies, and people need to understand and hear that, because we do have power as an individual to push on Washington, D.C., on establishment, on elites, on special interest groups, and, you know, and actually put pressure on politicians to do the right thing.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, 5th District Representative, I am told that the president now has signed that legislation about the origins of COVID. You supported it. I believe it was bipartisan support from the House and the Senate passed it before it got to the president's desk. My question is, what happens next, and when and how will we or might we learn more about the origins of COVID?
Well, and it is a very serious conversation. China is not our friend. And I said, you know, I am an auditor and I'm a mathematician. It was very interesting for me to say the likelihood of that, you know, of that virus to just happen to be on some market next door to some research happening, doing all with that virus in a communist country that was almost so remote that it's impossible. and just say there is no connection. So we need to have a serious conversation on that, because millions of people died. It really changed and destroyed economies and lives of a lot of people around the world. So we need to have discussion what's happened, why it happened, and why. World Health Organization, that's supposed to be the one who sends the signal, who monitors them, did nothing, not just did nothing, tried to cover up what was happening in China. This is a very legitimate question needs to be asked, because it's a serious issue. And if we're going to look at mechanisms, how to deal with pandemics and how to deal with some dangerous viruses in the future, we have to understand what's happened. This is extremely important, and learn either from mistakes or from other things. So I think I'm glad to see now there is a bipartisan pressure for administration to start dealing with it, because unfortunately they play in a lot of politics with people's life. And I'm glad at least sometimes Congress can start being an independent institution and start doing for we the people, because ultimately it doesn't matter who is in charge, Republican or Democrat. We're an independent branch with co-equal power, even more power. We're supposed to have even more power than executive branch, because our power is dispersed. We are representing the people. We didn't want to have dictators over there. And I think it's important for us to get together, at least on some issues. Unfortunately, it has not happened in very often, and it happens less and less often, and we weaken our branch so significantly, and it's really bad for the people.
This is Congresswoman Victoria Spartz at 8:50 in the morning. Do you have this much energy 24 hours a day, Congresswoman?
Well, we have to, you know.
No, you don't. You choose to. What I'm wondering is, have you changed your mind yet about running for re-election?
Listen, it's a great honor, it's a huge responsibility, and I love our country, and I'll fight a lot of battles for the people. Sometimes you have to regroup, and I get so mad, you know, what's happening in the country. But I also need to decide, you know, what is the best, you know, battles we need to fight and how, at which point of time. And sometimes, you know, I get pushed and feel bad, you know, to always, you know, to pick some toughest one. You know, but I think it's important also to reassess and go back to we the people and really engage and see what is another way we can engage to help our republic. Because I'll be honest with you, our constitution is strong, our principles are strong, but our republic is under attack. We have a lot of serious problems. And unfortunately, that's not going to be fixed in Washington, D.C. I hate to say, but our politicians are very weak over there from both sides. And we need to think how we, the people, can have more transparency and put more pressure on politicians. So I have more time now for the next year and a half to pick up good and fight and win some good battles. You know, and I'm going to then reassess what is the best usage of my time and energy and take care of a few other things to make sure that my children are strong to fight a lot of battles they'll have to do in the future.
You've got to farm those soybeans and wheat, too. I mean, there's that and the children and all that, too. Your town hall at 11 a.m. in Muncie this coming Saturday, the 25th. I hope you have a large turnout. I know you very much enjoy interacting with your constituents. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. And I'll make sure that next time I pop in and we'll have a no BS discussion.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. Excellent. Thank you, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, 5th District of Indiana. By the way, in early March, announced new district offices reflecting the 2020 redistricting. The West District office is in Noblesville. The East District office is in Muncie on High Street, 420 South High Street. The offices are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. or by appointment. They also have 5 mobile office locations, and it says more to come. The website is spartz.house.gov, and you can click around in there to find out more. That'll do it for this morning's program. Every day from 8 to 9 a.m., it's called Delaware County Today on the Talk of Muncie. For what Muncie in Delaware County is talking about, if you have show ideas, questions, thoughts, concerns, please send those to us. Use the many ways of connecting with us, the Facebook, there's even a Twitter, and of course there's email and phone. And if you see us at the store, just stop and tell us what you're thinking. We will always try to use our voice to build your community on Wolf Boom Radio and the new WMUN.